"The king means to fight in the melee today," Sir Barristan said, as they were passing Sir Meron's shield. "It's paint solid by a deep gash, where Loras Tyrell's lance had scarred the wood as he drove him from his saddle." "Yes," Ned said grimly. "Jorry had woken him last night to bring him that news. Small wonder he had slept so badly." Sir Barristan's look was troubled. "They say night's beauties fade at dawn, and the children of wine are oft disowned in the morning light." "They say so," Ned agreed, "but not of Robert. Other men might reconsider words spoken in drunken bravado, but Robert Baratheon would remember, and remembering would never back down." The king's pavilion was close by the water, and the morning mists off the river had wreathed it in wisps of grey. It was all of golden silk, the largest and grandest structure in the camp. Outside the entrance, Robert's war hammer was displayed beside an immense iron shield blazoned with the crown stag of House Baratheon. Ned had hoped to discover the king still abed in a wine-soaked sleep, but luck was not with him. They found Robert drinking beer from a polished horn and roaring his displeasure at two young squires who were trying to buckle him into his armour. "Your Grace," one was saying, almost in tears, "it's made too small, it won't go." He fumbled, and the gorget he was trying to fit around Robert's thick neck tumbled to the ground.